Julian Taylor's Jukebox. It's so cool.
Friendly announcer, I have serious news to pass on to everybody. What I'm about to say could mean the world's disaster, could change your joy and laughter to
Love is always in the need of love today, and that is a classic from Songs in the Key of Life by Stevie Wonder, Love's in Need of Love Today. Stevie has a quote, and here it is, "What I'm not confused about is the world needing much more love, no hate, no prejudice, no bigotry, and much more unity, peace, and understanding, period." And he couldn't be more right. I agree with him 100%. I hope you do too. We got music coming up from the internet. I was introduced to this band from my cousin Ashley, and she digs them. This is from 2015's release, Ego Death. They're a band from Los Angeles, California. It's a little blend of hip-hop, R&B, jazz, funk, electronica, all of it. And they got a little tune coming up on the show called Penthouse Cloud. Before we get to that, we have music from Afros, who is a hip-hop artist from Toronto, released a record just this year called Roses. Her powerful R&B stylings really bring out a wonderful soul music that I think really is definitive of this Toronto time and sound in the R&B hip-hop scope. The song is called Weapons. It's coming up right after Gravitron by a group called Lightning Cloud. We've got a lot of clouds in this segment. They're from Los Angeles, California. The duo consists of Crystal Lightning and MC Red Cloud. Lightning is a Plains Cree First Nations woman and began her show business journey at the tender age of 4. She's from Edmonton, Alberta. Here's Gravitron on the jukebox.
Fly back to Los Angeles, lay over in London with the artist and the vandalist. Delete you from my Twitter if your skeezers acting scandalous. Say we got it like that.
We got it like that.
Say equipped to handle this rocker show in Edmonton and fly back to Los Angeles.
This is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
Maybe we'll never know. This is Julian Taylor, and you're listening to Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.